For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A Pennsylvania grand jury investigation is detailing the sexual abuse of more than 1,000 children by members of the Roman Catholic clergy and six dioceses.
Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them not only did nothing, they hid it all for decades.
State Attorney General Josh Shapiro said the cover-up went all the way to Rome.
Predator priests were allowed to remain in ministry for 10, 20, even 40 years after church leaders learned of their crimes. In those years, their lists of victims got longer and longer.
The media is looking for the release of the Pennsylvania report, which covers 70 years of abuse of children by 300 Roman Catholic priests, and how the church sought to cover up the accusations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's primary day in four states.
Wisconsin was key to Republicans' White House win in 2016, and both parties will eye turnout there, and in Minnesota to gauge Democrats' enthusiasm in the Midwest. Five Connecticut Republicans want the chance to try to flip the governor's mansion in November, while Vermont Democrats want to flip theirs blue, and one candidate could make history. Christine Hultquist would be the first transgender major party gubernatorial nominee in the country. Karen Kafa, Washington.
Closing arguments begin on Wednesday in the bank and tax fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort after the defense rested without calling any witnesses. Joe Johns has more.
There are a lot of reasons why Manafort might have wanted to get on the stand, but if he did get on the stand, certainly he would have been subjected to a very harsh cross-examination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
By one well-regarded measure, small business optimism in America has almost never been higher. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The National Federation of Independent Business, which conducts the monthly surveys to maintain its Small Business Optimism Index, says it rose 0.7 points in July to 107.9. That's the second highest level in history and just under the 1983 peak for that index. Eight of the 10 components, led by plans to increase employment, expectations for rising sales, and for expansion, were up in the latest survey. 35% of business owners surveyed say they expect business conditions to keep improving. That's up 2 points from June, and July is the eighth month in a row of sales gains over the previous month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A manager at Staples wound up getting fired after accusing a woman who's pregnant with twins of shoplifting. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
I'm not shoplifting, I'm pregnant. Cheryl Bates, who is 34 weeks pregnant with twins, says she was shopping in a Staples in North Carolina when the manager called police thinking she was stuffing school supplies under her shirt.
I stepped aside from my transaction to speak with him, and he asked what was under my shirt.
The manager has been fired, Staples officials saying he didn't follow correct protocol. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.